few years ago, I was an Airbnb host. I owned a rental property, two of them, in fact, that welcomed guests from around the world. And it was a really interesting experience. I was interested in it from the side hustle perspective. I wanted to kind of diversify assets and also just wanted to try something. I like to experiment and such. And of course, I loved the flexibility of it. If you're interested in Airbnb, it's good for somebody who is frequently traveling, somebody who has extra space, somebody who has a seasonal house, or perhaps somebody who's always away at the same time of year for some kind of tradition, holiday event, or work situation. Check it out for yourself. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey there, hope you've been well. Thanks for tuning in today. My name's Chris Guillebeau, your host of Side Hustle School, author of Gonzo Capitalism, the new book that's coming out in August. I'm excited about that. I'll share more about it soon. But today we are diving into a question from Emily in Portland. Emily is a professional organizer with a keen eye for interior design. Actually, now that I'm looking at this a little bit closer, I realize that Emily is in Vancouver, BC. So I'm not sure how I got Portland. It's in the neighborhood, at least the Portland, Oregon version is. So we're going to go to British Columbia, not Oregon, in this question. Exciting. We're going to cross a border. Emily is thinking about starting a home staging side hustle to help homeowners sell their properties faster and at a better price. Let's see what guidance we have for her on building a portfolio and perhaps developing relationships with local real estate agents. So home staging services, interior design, that's the idea. Let's see if we can help Emily in Vancouver. Once again, detailed question coming up in just 30 seconds.
Hi, I'm Emily from Vancouver, BC, a professional organizer with a keen eye for interior design. I've helped friends and family declutter and redesign their homes, and I've received numerous compliments on my work. I'm considering offering home staging services as a side hustle for homeowners looking to sell their properties, with a focus on creating inviting, functional spaces. How can I build a portfolio showcasing my staging skills and develop relationships with real estate agents to generate a steady stream of clients? Also, if those aren't the right first steps, what would you recommend?
Hey, Emily, thanks for reaching out. Definitely sounds like you're off to a good start. The background in organization and interior design, obviously a strong start for an idea like this. And these also seem like good starting steps. Emily asked, if those aren't the right steps, what would I recommend? Well, I think that's a good starting point. I would just add one more step. Which is to think first and most about your offer. You know, I talk a lot about this in the Side Hustle book and from time to time here on the podcast as well. You know, people have general business ideas often, and the more we can make them specific, the better they're going to be able to do in terms of converting potential clients. It's just going to be so much easier to be able to say, like, here is my specific service, here's the price, you know, and how can it be explained as simply as possible? I think that's, you know, as I said, first and foremost. But as for the other points in terms of building a portfolio and developing relationships, well, for the portfolio, maybe start by offering your staging services at a discounted rate or even free of charge to friends and family, acquaintances, perhaps somebody selling their home. Take some really great photos. That's going to be critical, of course, you know, really good visuals, high quality images of each property, capturing different angles, maybe highlighting these inviting functional spaces that you create. And when it comes to developing relationships with local real estate agents, well, here's some more good news. You know, those folks tend to be outgoing and relationship building focused to begin with. So they also want to get to know different people, other professionals that are going to help them do a better job for their clients and advance their own careers. So it's kind of a win-win. Introduce yourself to agents at open houses, any local real estate associations or meetings. There's a lot of different stuff happening in most communities for real estate. So you just want to kind of involve yourself in that wherever possible. And as I said, it's usually, you know, pretty beginner friendly and welcoming to outsiders who are kind of breaking in, just because you're not competing with the real estate agents. You're offering something that's, you know, potentially complementary. So you might want to prepare a short pitch, just highlighting your skills and their benefits, but mostly keep it natural, you know, and maintain contact with these agents, provide them with regular updates on your work, new testimonials, anything that's relevant without overselling it. As I said, it really is a relationship-focused business. So that's the path. It sounds like you're mostly on it. So good luck, Emily. I'll be cheering you on. Listeners, I'm always cheering you on as well, wherever you are in the world, whatever you're up to. I want you to achieve the momentum that you deserve in terms of creating your own income-generating project, being able to do more of what's important to you. If I can be helpful in some way, sidehustleschool.com/questions, or of course, my weekly blog, chrisgillibeau.com, and we'll continue to feature listener questions every week, along with updates from other listeners as they launch and grow their projects. That's all for now. My name is Chris Gillibeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.